Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't beat Raven cash jackpot, $8,700. Melissa, you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck. $8,700, Melissa.
Woo. All right. There's literally nothing I want to do more right now than give this cash to you, okay? Are you ready to do this?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. We have 5 pop culture questions. Remember, Melissa, you have 3 seconds to answer each one. If you don't know, just take a guess. First thing that pops into your head, okay?
Okay.
Raven comes in, same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready to do it?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Number one, Nicole Kidman attended the premiere of her new movie, Holland, at Austin South by Southwest. The movie will be on Amazon Prime, is about Holland, Michigan. But speaking of Holland, what's the official language of the Netherlands?
Swedish.
What did you say?
Dutch.
Number two, who just became the first ever alum-turned-judge that premiered on the new season of American Idol?
Carrie Underwood.
Number three, Disney won their copyright lawsuits saying that the Moana story was stolen, but they said that's not true. But now there's a $10 billion sequel lawsuit. What does Moana's grandmother give her before she passes away?
A stone.
No. Number four, John Cena sent shockwaves through the WWE universe last week when he turned into a villain by aligning himself with the evil Dwayne The Rock Johnson. What comic book character does Cena play in the DC Extended Universe?
Oh, my God. Cena plays, oh, geez.
That's time.
Baker?
Number five, Netflix announced that it will be doing a reboot of Little House on the Prairie. The original show, which aired from 1974 to 1983, was based on a best-selling book written by what author?
Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to give you 3 out of 5.
Okay. Sounds a little sus. Let's see how it goes.
Well, there was one that I could have given her that I didn't, but I can't. Number one, Nicole Kidman attended the premiere of her new movie, Holland, at Austin South by Southwest. The movie that will be on Amazon Prime is about Holland, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of Holland, what is the official language of the Netherlands?
It's Dutch, right?
Dutch is right.
I'll just say this. I'm going to say it again. I've been saying it to everybody. Nicole Kidman is the new Meryl Streep. She is crushing. Watch everything she does.
Number two, who just became the first ever alum-turned-judge that premiered on the new season of American Idol?
Carrie Underwood. It's their big story.
Yes. Number three, Disney won their copyright lawsuit saying that the story was stolen, Moana, but now there's a $10 billion sequel suit. What does Moana's grandmother give her before she passes away?
The only thing I know about that movie is a turtle, but I'm guessing that's wrong.
No, she gives her a necklace. Now, there was a stone, but I wouldn't say that it was really a stone. It was attached to a necklace, so...
That sounds like a necklace to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number four, John Cena sent shockwaves to the WWE Universe last week when he turned into a villain by aligning himself with the evil Dwayne The Rock Johnson. What comic book character does Cena play in the DC Extended Universe?
He's Peacemaker.
Peacemaker is right. You guys are tied at 3. And number five, Netflix announced that it'll be doing a reboot of Little House on the Prairie. The original show, which aired from 1974 to 1983, was based on a best-selling book written by what author?
Stephen King, one of his favorites, an early book that he did.
No,
he also did.
Please stop. No, it's Laura Ingalls Wilder.
I mean, I'm sure she's okay, but she's no Stephen King.
All right, Melissa, another tie with 3. I'm sorry. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right, thank you. This is Melissa, and I still can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $8,800 tomorrow.
I want to thank Dustin. I used 2 of the questions that he supplied today. And if you have an idea for a question, too, you can submit it at annaonraven.com. I bet you she knew it was a necklace, but she was thinking about the thing attached to it. I couldn't give it to her, though.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.